oh boy. What is it they say? If you don't like the weather in New England, wait a minute. Ain't that the truth? The poet laureate of Mahoosick Mills tackles that very subject in his latest, Arctic Blast. How about that Arctic blast we got weekend before last? 40 below with wind chill factor. How could any creature hacker? January weren't as bad as you'd expect, so we were glad. Suddenly, the temps they fell and blessed us with this Arctic hell. 'Twasn't fit for man or beast. We didn't like it in the least, the dog and I. 'Twas just too cold to go out for our daily stroll. So cold the deck boards popped and cracked. Our dog, she thought she might turn back. Nope. I gave the leash a flick and says to her, let's make it quick. No time to ponder like you do every smell that comes to you. Wind up your essential chores so we can both get back indoors. The wind then hit us with a slap and took off with my winter cap just as I was bending down to pick my glove up off the ground. The glove, it tumbled as I fumbled. Oh, some nasty words were mumbled. Bags to pick up doggy mess do require some finesse. That's hard with Mother Nature scowling, 40 below and winds are howling. Cap retrieved, we hit the street and beat ourselves a quick retreat. Phew, I says when we arrived. Was dicey, but we both survived. What you say we stay inside our cozy little double wide? The thermostat had barely dipped. I let all the faucets drip. We weren't about to go to town, so all we did was hunker down. By Sunday, there could be no doubt. The cold snap, it had lost its clout. Clouds, they parted, wind did cease, and we could walk our dog in peace. Strangest thing, the way it ran. Storm ended quick as it began. The temps shot back to 45. February, has spring arrived? Weather now, it seems to me, become the oddest mystery. We used to get a ton of snow. Now, you never really know. We'd get these winters that would last, not some weekend Arctic blast. That's it for now. Catch you on the flip side.